Hi, welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, Campus Life Pastor at our Lewis Center campus. This past Sunday, we continued in our series we're calling With Us, our Christmas series where we're talking about how God wrote himself into the human story. We're really taking the entire series from one verse, John chapter 1, verse 14, where it talks about how the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we beheld his glory. So that idea that Jesus is divine, he is the Word of God, he has come in the flesh, that he walked as a human for 33 years, and so that way he understands us, he knows what we go through. He made his dwelling among us, that he tabernacled with us, he wanted his presence with us. And today, or this week, we talked about the idea of what it is that he is glory. The passage we looked at is in Matthew chapter 17, verses 1 through 8. I'm just going to read to you the first two verses. It says, after 6 days, Jesus took up with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. So we know this passage, if you've been around the church at all, as the transfiguration. In context, Jesus had been revealing himself more and more to his disciples and asking them questions like, hey, who do you say that I am? And, Peter said, you are the Christ. And he says, exactly, that's exactly who I am. God has revealed that to you. Then later he tells them that he is going to, be killed and he's going to rise on the third day. And Peter goes to him and says, nope, not on my watch. So it's clear that the disciples, they knew that he was different. They saw the miracles. They saw him walking on water. They saw him calm the storm. They saw him do amazing things with people who were sick or worse. I mean, they know he's different, but they really didn't know who he was. And so in that moment, he takes Peter, James, and John up the mountain. And then he, for a second, the veil between the supernatural world and our natural world just opens up. Just long enough so that they get a glimpse of him and they see his face shining beyond comparison. And his clothes in Mark, it talks about how his clothes were so white that no bleacher could make him that white. They saw him for who he really is. He is glory. One of the ways to define glory is magnificence or brilliance or incredible beauty. They saw Jesus for who he is. And if we're going to understand glory, we've got to look at Christ and understand who he really is. I think in many ways, people, they turn Christianity into a series of things you're supposed to do and things you're not supposed to do. And, the things you're supposed to do, going to church and reading your Bible and serving and giving money and, helping others. Eliminating sins, getting rid of certain things and behaviors. What happens is oftentimes people feel bored. Like they're in an obligatory relationship with God based on behaviors. And we miss the fact that we're connecting to Christ, who is glory personified. There's no other name under heaven given by which we must be saved. There is no other name in which everyone will one day bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. That Paul writes about Jesus, that he is the one who upholds all things with his power, that all things were made by him and for him. This is the Christ, Jesus, the one who came in the flesh. That if we knew him for what he really is, we realize our relationship is with someone who is incredibly glorious. And our connection to glory comes through Christ. That our relationship isn't one of obligation, it's one in which we're connecting to the glorious Son of God. And I think if that's true, then we have to realize he can do anything. And we are connected to the one who knows us, who sees us, and wants to be with us. And that changes everything about our faith. Father, I pray that we would grasp the reality of that, that Jesus Christ is the glorious one, that we cannot understand. He was the fourth one in the fire. He is the Almighty who, came down here as a baby and lived the life that we couldn't live and sacrificed his life so that our sins would be forgiven. Lord, I pray that our faith would be caught up in the glory of Christ. Amen. Well, just take a second and think about the ramifications of the glory of Christ and what that would mean for your life. Take a second and talk to God about that and tell Christ to elevate himself in your mind and in your heart this week. Well, till next time, God bless.